Sure.
Listeners, I'm Melody Sinclair.
I'm Red Meccano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Chatelou's Department of Treasury, and you're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio.
We've got a packed schedule to get through today. Samson Escapades will sum up the results of Domain 2025, including Top 8 of the Destiny's Destiny Bracket.
We'll be speaking to the winner of that tournament, Max Adam.
And we've also got an interview with Dr. Lazarus Kind of the Chatelou Health Council.
As well as your global exchange rates for this week and more. But first, how'd your Valentine's Day go, Melody?
I didn't really do anything special. Stayed home, got pizza delivered. I did take advantage of the chocolate sales on the 15th, though.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of places will go half off on their Valentine's Day stock the second the day's over. What'd you get on the pizza?
Pineapple and red onion with barbecue sauce.
Like, they put the barbecue sauce on the pizza, on the red sauce?
No, they don't use the marinara sauce at all. The barbecue sauce is the pizza sauce.
I've never heard of that before. Pizza is one of those things that never really came over to Chatelou. You cannot find good pizza anywhere in the country, except maybe Bisonopolis. So it's one of those foods I always try to grab whenever I'm here. I might try that.
Definitely.
As for me, though, I took Liz to her favorite restaurant downtown, Samurai. It's this Japanese hibachi place. They got a big open grill in front of you. It's a bit of a show to go with the meal. Juggling knives, onion volcano, they throw shrimp at you. It's great. Didn't actually see any samurais, though.
Maybe they were in the kitchen. How much was the Valentine's Day dinner and show in Bison Dollars?
About 17 in Bison Dollars. We technically didn't go on Valentine's Day. Neither of us liked the crowd, so we went over the weekend.
It sounds like the two of you had a great time. I didn't know you celebrated Valentine's Day. I know there's no Christmas in Chatelou.
Valentine's Day in Southeast Asia has a reputation for being something of a rebellious holiday, a protest against oppressive governments, especially among younger people. That's how it became a thing in Chatelou, a rebel holiday to protest the Mrigankan monarchy. Something, 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 love wins, or whatever. We get into it very much the same way yous do here in America. Hearts, flowers, candy, teddy bears, the candy. Oh, okay. Valentine's Day hack. Comrades, okay? But only if you're in America. Those cute heart-shaped boxes of candy, you don't have to leave the awful American candy inside. You can just throw that out and replace it with something your Valentine will actually like.
Like color-coordinated polyhedral dice? Or did you have something else in mind?
Cheese. You go somewhere that has a nice cheese selection, very easy to do in America. If they've got a really nice cheese selection, they'll have what they call cheese orphans. They're smaller, leftover chunks of cheese from larger bulks of it. That. Fill your heart with that. Or copies of the Street Fighter movie. Obviously, it's going to vary depending on your significant other. And Melody is looking at me like we're going long. We're going long, aren't we?
We should probably get into today's global exchange rates.
Alrighty, your global exchange rates for this week. Great Britain, 0.199. The United States of America, the US dollar, 0.162. Canadian dollar, 0.112. The euro, 0.168. The Japanese yen, 0.001. The Pokemon dollar, also 0.001. The Indian rupee, 0.002. The Russian ruble, 0.002. The Egyptian pound, 0.003, and the Fortnite V-Buck, 0.001.
When we come back from the music break, we'll talk to the January How Much in Bison Dollars Employee of the Month, Dr. Lazarus Kind, right here on FGC Radio. But for now, here's Bean's theme from Dead Dance.
Welcome back to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Bean's theme from Dead Dance. Of course, if you're American, you might know the title of the game as Tough Enough, heavily stylized spelling T-U-F-F-E-N-U-F-F.
The two titles feel very conflicting. They evoke very different vibes. Dead Dance, an existential struggle against the nature of man. Tough Enough, I'm four pina coladas deep and in a bar fight against a man who's four whiskeys deep. But enough about last night. We've got Dr. Lazarus Kind for the Shadaloo Health Council on. Dr. Kind, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on. They told me this would be quick.
We'll do our best, Mr. Kind. We understand the Shadaloo Health Council is very busy these days.
It's busy all days, Red. Everything your little award highlighted is already old news in the offices of the Health Council. So you'll have to forgive me if I didn't come prepared with a speech and a list of people to thank. We're close to an updated vaccine for H5N1, and I'd like to finish it before the Americans can finish theirs.
Do you think you can pull it off?
As long as there's no more delays. You know, press conferences, meetings, public appearances, the travel. Every second I spend here is a second I'm not spending in the labs. And then the higher-ups ask me why I haven't made any progress. I'm tired of being told we can't rush into things by bureaucrats in suits who couldn't button my lab coat on their best day. I'm the one who got our COVID and RSV vaccines to working status, in record time, I might add. I'm the one who had to play middleman between the Health Council and the Department of Treasury to make sure they all fit within the allotted budget, which, I need to remind you again, Red, we would have been months ahead of schedule if it weren't for all that paperwork and negotiations and budget guidelines. You office drones don't understand what it's like down
and
here in the trenches.
And that was January's How Much in Bison Dollars Employee of the Month, Dr. Lazarus Kind of the Shadaloo Health Council.
He seemed mad to you.
When we return, Samson Escapades has the Domain 2025 results. You want to take us to the break, Red?
You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. Here's Edge of Spring from Tekken 6. I forgot what song was next.
back, listeners. I'm Melody Sinclair, and you're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Edge of Spring from Tekken 6. It's wishful thinking as we're deep into February, and actively threatened with snowfall this evening.
Contrasting the temperatures outside, the action at last weekend's Domain 2025 was red hot. It marked the first major tournament of the Destiny is Destiny season, and we've got Samson Escapades to tell us how it went. Samson!
31 competitors entered the main event bracket for Domain 2025, featuring Destiny is Destiny. Despite a random bye into the round of 16, Ava Blip fumbled the advantage, allowing the Red Tornado to enter top 8. Joining him, 80FGC, Kill It Will, Gemmons, Didmark, Max Adam, What Game Is This, and Shadaloo Woo. 80FGC swept Tornado in straight sets, as did Gemmons over Kill It Will. Didmark put up a fight, but Max Adam advanced to semis, and Shadaloo Woo swept What Game Is This for easy entry into the Final Four. 80 and Max Adam had to defeat Sable Nyx mains to reach the Grand Finals. 80's Dr. Sexy just barely went out over Gemmons. Max Adam had a much easier time closing in on Shadaloo Woo with his Flyin' Jenny. Grand Finals came down to the wire, with both competitors vying for match point at the end. Tonight, Max Adam was simply the better player and kicked the season off with a significant victory and a lot of momentum going forward into the new year of competition.
Was there any match that night that you'd call Match of the Night?
Not to take anything away from Top 8, but my Match of the Night contenders actually occurred earlier in the bracket. Shadaloo Woo and DX Kramer had an incredible back-and-forth match in the second round that could have gone either way. Spectral and Jimmins, too, in the second round, had a compelling mirror match that kept the crowd's attention and probably got some of the loudest cheers. It was an incredible start to the season, and I'm looking forward to the next major tournament event, Iteration 2025. I'm Samson Escapades, Shadaloo City, Shadaloo. Back to you, Melody in Red.
Full results and tournament brackets can be found anywhere you follow How Much in Bison Dollars at HMI Bison Dollars.
Speaking of, get your questions, requests, and dedications in. We'll be going over those before you know it. Submit them on social media at HMI Bison Dollars and use the hashtag Bison Dollars QRD.
And we still got an interview with Max Adam, but for now, here's Fire's Last Hope from Rivals of Aether.
Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury, and you're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Fire's Last Hope from Rivals of Aether.
And right now we've got your Domain 2025 Destiny's Destiny Champion, Max Adam.
How are you doing, comrade?
I'm doing pretty good, you know?
So, I caught the stream of Domain, I watched the run you made, you looked calm, you answered all of your opponent's moves, it clearly worked. What's your secret?
I mash like a Mario Party minigame.
It's all just button mashing?
I don't know what to tell you. I push the buttons do things, the things were good. It was cool, man.
What's your game plan going into Iteration 2025? Do you have a game plan?
Nah, I'll probably just show up and, you know, do the thing.
You main Flying Jenny, personally my favorite character as well. Considered strong, but not really a top-tier character. Obviously, you didn't need to make any changes this time around, but do you have another character in your pocket should the situation arise?
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today, Max Adam. We look forward to seeing you compete again at Iteration 2025 in April. We'll have more information on that event as soon as it's available. For our last music break, we've got someone with a request.
Caller, you're on FGC Radio. What's your name? Where you from?
Hi there. I'm Shanti Bennington, and I'm from Opossum City. I'd like to hear False Infinite Parallel, please.
You got it, comrade. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. Here's False Infinite Parallel from Under in Burn.
Give me
Welcome back, listeners. That was False Infinite Parallel from Under Night in Birth.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have left today, but don't worry. Coming up next, Ed Boon has a list of all the Mortal Kombat characters' birthdays, and he's going to read them to us.
No, he's not, but we have more great tracks and incredible programming coming your way. For How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio, I'm Melody Sinclair.
And I'm Red Meccano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury. Gloria ad Pax Bisonica. Enjoy your day. Hey, hi. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio is a How Much in Bison Dollars production brought to you by FGC Radio. You can follow FGC Radio on Blue Sky at FGC Radio. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio features music by Terrible Brosif. You can follow Brosif on both Twitter and TikTok at Terrible Brosif. The role of Red Meccano was played by me, How Much in Bison Dollars. You can find me on most social media sites at HMI Bison Dollars or by completing the arcade mode using C Viper. Melody Sinclair was portrayed by Solstice Hannon. Solstice can be found on most relevant and some irrelevant social media sites at Darker Solstice. Dr. Lazarus Kind was portrayed by DX Kramer. They can be found on TikTok and Instagram at DX Kramer. Samson Escapades was portrayed by Professor Tom of the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast. You can follow the professor on Blue Sky at Shujin Academy and on Instagram at Shujin Academy VGM Club. You can listen to the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Max Adam was portrayed by Captain Supreme. You can follow Adam on Blue Sky at Captain Supreme. Sean T. Bennington was portrayed by Shu Skogan. They can be found on YouTube, Blue Sky, and Red Note at ShuPixie. And special thanks to FGC Radio for broadcasting this show, and thank you, comrades, for listening to it. How Much in Bison Dollars airs the first and third Tuesday of every month, and we hope you'll tune in every single time. Thank you.